Gulag's runestone is found in Morby, a town in Uppland, Sweden. The stone was shipped from Morby to Paris, France, in 1867, but it now resides in a park at Uppsala University. The translation of the runic inscription found on the stone reads, "Gulag made this bridge for her daughter Gilag Sol, who is the wife of Ulf. Opir cut the runes." There is also a prominent cross etched into the top part of the stone. The stone was created in the hope of both commemorating Gilag and saving her soul from eternal damnation. By erecting the stone, Gulag also demonstrates her piety, as the stone served to inform passing travelers of her devotion to God. These goals exemplify the growing Christian tradition in Sweden. The church at the time encouraged road building in rural areas like this by declaring road building a charitable act akin to giving alms out to the poor. Presumably there was a bridge or road nearby the original location of the runestone. The church played a significant role in societal development in Scandinavia, and this focus on building infrastructure was only one small part of the transformation that Scandinavia saw under Christianity. However, the runestone also signifies the presence of women with at least some power or wealth in their own society. It is actually rather significant that the runestone was erected by a woman for a woman. Gulag certainly had had enough money and influence to erect the stone, and then enough wealth and influence to build the bridge or road that was supposedly nearby. How she may have acquired this wealth is unclear, but the runestone does stand testament to the fact that she was able to use her wealth as she wished. In this case, Gulag chose to ensure salvation for her daughter, a noble goal.